Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
Hi, everyone. This week on Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, we're going for a road trip, and everybody hates the person they're with and is getting a therapy session. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
I feel like this is probably 90% of road trips. You're probably trapped in a car with someone you don't want to be trapped in a car with.
Yep.
Hey everyone, welcome to Crazy Ex-Girlfriend After Show for Season 4, Episode 6. I see you. And thank you for being here with me today. I am your host, Brianna Phipps, and to my left we have a new face. She is joining us, and Nino and Tayron will be back when we are back. But she is here with us today. Who are you?
Hello, I'm Yael Teagle. I'm Nino and Tayron's love child. Yep.
Seems pretty accurate.
I know, I was thinking that too.
So let's get overall thoughts about this episode. What did you think?
I think this was a waste of an episode. Now, hear me out. We're in the final season. We have so few episodes left to tell this story.
About 11?
Yeah. And this episode moved us a step forward. It was better than the Halloween episode that moved us zero steps in any direction. But this one moved us a step forward. I just feel like last season, the show took more risk and did storylines because they were like, we're going to get canceled. Let's do what we want. Like the storyline where What's-His-Face couldn't make his wife climax.
Oh yeah.
Like that was clearly a we have one season left. Let's tell stories.
It.
And this felt like we have to wrap up the story, but we're not going to do it well.
Yeah, we've talked a lot this season about there's been quite a few filler episodes, and I don't know why. I don't know if it, and I've said that maybe it's because they thought they were going to have a 13 episode season and it got extended to 18, and they've kind of just been putting filler in the place of actual episodes because of that. I don't really know, but you're right. This one, and after last week, I thought, okay, now we're actually going.
Yeah.
And then this week kind of took a step back and was like, we're going to take a half a step forward, but not even a full step.
Yeah. I mean, I had a good time and I liked the things that we learned. I just feel like we only have so many.
Yeah. It makes me wonder where we're going.
Right. Absolutely.
Which I guess we'll find out as we go. So, but you're right. It was a fun episode. At least with Craziest Girlfriend, with the filler episodes, they're always fun.
Yes.
So at least it's never just like a waste of an episode in that kind of term. And the songs are always great.
Absolutely.
So let's start off with our first road trippers, Paula and Josh. They are on a road trip because Josh's side gig is a bros with trucks gig.
Yeah.
And Paula needs a desk to be able to study for her finals for law school, which we, if not right away, realize within the first 5 minutes that she is just procrastinating from having to study for law school because of fear.
I don't understand her husband not picking up on that.
I think he did, but I think she just brought up Tanya and he was like, okay,
I'm out. I do appreciate that callback, as terrible as that was. I think it's really nice that, you know, she's now able to use it for her own benefit. And I like this that, you know, she's procrastinating. That feels real to me as someone who has spent this weekend procrastinating. I definitely understand.
Yeah, I think that is so relatable. No matter what you do or how important your job is or whatever it is, you always find any reason or any excuse. I know if I really don't want to do something, it's like, oh, I'll do it in 5 more minutes. And then 5 minutes, I'll do it in 10 more minutes.
Yeah.
Just till the end of this episode, and then I'll get up.
I was cat sitting this weekend. I had stuff to do, but the cat kept sitting in my lap. So instead, we watched House of Cards.
But, you know, we also get to get a little sense in with Josh this episode. He's been going to therapy regularly, which is good.
Yeah. I like his development and growth because he has been very stagnant the whole series. And so now that he's learning about himself.
Yeah, I've talked about it on the series, how each guy Rebecca falls for represents a different part of her. And he's definitely the part of her that doesn't want to grow up.
Mm.
He is stuck as a child. We see that even with him living with Hector's mom. It's like Hector finally grew up, so we needed someone to take that spot.
Yeah.
I also kind of want to see Hector's mom's side at this point. Like, is she excited about, like, does she just want someone living with her? Does she want him out?
Yeah, I think, from what I understand, right, she loved living with Hector, so it would make sense that
But the only time I saw Hector and Josh, or not Hector and Josh, Hector's mom and Josh, was that when they did the podcast and he came in crunching on potato chips and everybody was annoyed with him. Well, so I don't, so I don't
he
know.
Doesn't, he doesn't understand how to deal with people doing a podcast. You lock yourself in your room. But I think that she likes having a roommate. I think she likes having someone around to take care of. I'm assuming this because she allowed her grown-ass son to live there for so long and then his friend to move in.
I mean, isn't that just nowadays? Everyone lives with their parents until they're 30.
Not everyone.
But a lot of people.
A lot of people. That's a problem that we millennials have, and it's not 100% our fault. It's partially our fault, but it's not 100% our fault.
Yes. I mean, there's also the thing of Hector's mom is not the one making the move out.
Right. That's the other thing.
It's just everybody else looking at Josh like, why are you doing this? Why are you living with Hector's mom?
But Josh's story, especially this episode where we hear about all his side hustles, totally as a creative in L.A., I understand that. I understand the side hustles. You know, that's definitely what we do is you have your career path and what you're doing, but you also have 15 side hustles. He's a DJ. That's his creative. And then he also is a bro with a van.
I'm sure he does. I'm sure he does like 8 other things as well. He's probably an Uber driver, maybe a Instacart driver.
Yeah.
Whatever else requires driving.
I get it. I'm selling stuff on Poshmark.
But Josh, you know, he kind of helps Paula this episode because he therapies her.
Yeah. Look at him growing up being the adult.
I just like that he questioned himself afterwards. He's like, that's right, right? She's like, yeah.
It was really nice to see the tables turn because she's always had to mother everybody. So to see her get mothered was nice because we never get that for her.
I also wonder if it's partially like, I don't want to stay for finals because I'm scared. But maybe there's a little hesitation because she is taking over Brandon's room as well. And the more she puts into that room, the more it's that he's not there.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, just because of last episode and because of her not wanting to let go.
I totally get that. I just also think it's silly that she's telling Josh to be an adult and move out, but not her son. Her son shouldn't become an adult. She's going to be Hector's
her son's
mom.
Like 19.
She's going to turn into Hector's mom. I can see it.
She could.
She's going to do a podcast with her son.
Apparently not with Tommy. She doesn't seem to care about him as much at all.
Well, because he's not leaving.
True. But yeah, so Paula does also then in turn push Josh being like, dude, you got to move out. We get the little fake kiss moment. And she's like, here's some apartment books.
Yeah.
Go get yourself your own place.
I'm real glad that didn't turn into something. It was not okay.
Yeah, we'll get into the other ones later. But no. I'm fine with them just keeping it neutral.
Here's a pamphlet.
Exactly. Which our next road trippers, Heather and Nathaniel.
Yeah.
Two of the most, I would say, rude in different ways people on the show.
Yeah.
Heather is very, I'm going to tell you like it is, regardless of your feelings. And Nathaniel's like, I'm going to tell you like it is because I kind of want to be an asshole.
Yeah.
But we get a little more sweetness from Nathaniel this episode. He can't make it to the beach because his electric car ran out of juice.
Yep.
And who has to help him out? Heather, who does not like him.
She has reason not to like
him. She does. It's a fair enough reason to not like Nathaniel. But she does not like him. But she's going to be the bigger person, pick him up, and help him get to the beach. Because no Uber driver will get him because of his, I guess, zero rating.
Yeah. She did not need to be the bigger person.
No.
She did not need to do that. And I wish she hadn't. But, I mean, the thing about this relationship and this dynamic in this episode was that it felt a lot like she's teaching him how to be a human. And by the end, oh, I know how to be human now. No, you don't. You did not grow that much. And because it feels like after he went camping, it was like, we're teaching you how to be a human. And he's like, oh, I know how to be a human now.
Yeah, there's been like 8 episodes, I feel like, from Nathaniel learning to be a human and saying he's going to be better and then jumping backwards.
Yeah, and it feels inconsistent.
But, I mean, they did try to make it seem like they taught each other something. She taught him to be a little more kind and affectionate and emotional. And he taught her that appearances do matter, whether we want them to or not.
Yeah, that I think is a terrible message.
It could be, but it is true.
I will say that your car, his message that her car means she doesn't respect herself was like, I got very angry.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with that, but I agree with the thing of if you are in a managerial position and someone sees that car, they're not going to think that you have, you know, success in your life or anything like that. But they look at your car as though you're kind of, you know, it's a representation of who you are.
I disagree.
Just like if you walk into someone's house and it's messy, it's kind of a representation of who they are.
Sure, I get that. I just think that to judge, especially if I'm an employee at Homebase, let's say, right? The employees that she manages are not going to be able to afford a better car than that, let's say. Therefore, it is safe for them to assume, yes, she's a manager and she works really hard, but this company's not paying anyone well. So at least they understand that they should learn what they can from this job and move on.
I mean, maybe.
I think that's the message that you can get from it. I think that it was, I think it's so terrible to start trying to share this message with the world. It's like such a bad idea. You know what I mean? Like, this show has taught us about not judging women on their appearance with the getting sexy getting running song and the what we were talking about earlier with I lost it. I don't remember. But they're bad. Oh, the climax. Like, this show is teaching great messages.
I think the show's teaching those messages, but it's also bringing you into a reality. It's like saying we shouldn't judge this way, but also letting us know this is still how the world is working at this moment.
I would have appreciated the storyline better had it been her car broke down and she's like, no, I don't need a new car. This car is just fine. And he's like, it's not working. You need a new car.
I mean, that's kind of ultimately what they got to with the
radiator. That's what they got to, but like, his whole argument was your car is a garbage car and therefore you don't respect yourself or take yourself seriously or think you're worthy. And I think that's a terrible message. Yes, clean up your car because it sucks to live in a mess. But I think I really hated that that was the message we got from him.
I get like why you have the reservations. It's just I've heard that from so many people that that's how they view that. I understand why they wanted to bring that to light because unfortunately, there is still a large portion of the world that views how you dress or how you act or what your car looks like as a representation of who you are.
I used to,
even though my car has definitely 100% looked like Heather's, maybe still does.
I definitely, moving to LA was very worried about being perceived on my car until I realized how far I park from things because you have to find parking somewhere. So no one sees me in my car.
Oh, I definitely have driven my car through nice neighborhoods and been like, I hope that no one here calls the cops on my car because it doesn't belong.
So silly.
Oh, cars. But, you know, we also get the sweetness, though, from Nathaniel of this letter envelope he's carrying to the beach to Santa Monica Pier is his old au pair, which is, as he says, a rich person's nanny.
Yeah.
And
he says a rich person babysitter.
Babysitter, like, he did. You're right.
Girl,
nanny.
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 Au pair is a nanny.
Babysitters come and leave.
Yeah.
But she was the only other person that cared about Nathaniel besides Rebecca.
Mm-hmm.
And she has died and his one job is to spread her ashes at the ocean, and he feels like he's failed because Heather rips it out and gets all over her.
Right. That moment where she starts pulling on it, I went, it's ashes. At that moment, I went, it's ashes.
I was like, it's either going to be something like ashes or it's going to be something that's going to fly away.
Like a bird?
No. Like a paper or something. Oh,
okay. I was like, he's carrying a bird the whole time? No, I definitely was like, ashes. It's going to be ashes. I thought it was going to be dog ashes.
I did, because he did talk about his dog previously, I believe.
Maybe. It just feels like that's the only one he could love was a dog. But I do like this story of him having an au pair that cared about him. The way it played out did not work for me.
Well, I just, I mean, I guess it works in the way that he is guarded, but I kind of wish that he had brought her up in some regards before.
Right. Yeah, it would have been nice if we had known she existed.
Yeah.
Or
had a flashback.
Right. I do like, though, that they realize that the sewer takes it to the ocean. I was like, that's so disrespectful, but I'm cool with it.
You know, you gotta have some sort of timing, I guess.
Yeah.
And I did like that he came to the realization in his head, like, the reason he's having all these issues, especially with Rebecca, is because everyone he believes in his life that cares for him leaves in one way or another.
Right.
And so he's looking at the fact that Rebecca has left him, and she's kind of like, that's not an excuse to be a terrible person.
The thing is, he's been a terrible person from the beginning, right? Like, he came in as a terrible person, and I believe he was not supposed to stick around, and then his character changed a bit, and he did stick around. But, like, he's always been a terrible person, even when he was with her.
I think they're just still trying to, like, break down the layers of why he's a terrible person. I think what they're trying to do is to give a little bit of sympathy, because you don't know necessarily what people's journeys have been and why they are the way they are.
I like that. And I hope that that's what they're doing. Because he really has just always been a terrible person. And it would be nice to see him transition, like Valencia, into being softer and kinder. And
you know, she still has moments.
She does, but like, she expresses why she's being terrible.
I mean, he could definitely benefit from therapy.
Everyone in this show could benefit from therapy.
One could argue that everyone in general could benefit from therapy.
I would agree.
but we also get Bert back, because he shows his affection through this, like, fake kissness by kissing Bert on the forehead. Because this is how he's like, is that not what you're supposed to do?
Again, like, by next episode, he's going to go back to being a terrible person.
Maybe.
That was the kiss of, we're done with this.
We're done with this. And there was a little string of him kind of sticking with it when he was with Rebecca.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a huge, long string, but it was a little one.
She made him better.
I'm hoping that they're saying that he keeps reverting back because he doesn't have someone holding him accountable. I don't know.
Sure.
We'll see. We'll find in the future.
I like that.
We're going to go with that for now.
Yeah.
And then we have our last road trippers, which are Rebecca and Daryl, because Rebecca has a day off finally from therapy and work, and she wants to just have fun and go to this barbecue place in Irvine and eat barbecue. And she can't with Valencia and Heather because of jobs and
physically
living in a shoebox in New York.
Yeah.
And so she puts the work chain from the law office, and everybody has an excuse except for Daryl, who has a nanny but hasn't left the house.
Yeah.
And so Daryl goes with her.
I really liked this dynamic of them, because he is super emotional, and I appreciated the storyline of her being like, I need a day off. I need to not think about emotions and be introspective, and I like that. I like that she said it.
I like that she said it, and I like that she's voicing what she needs and wants, but I also like that they're still showing that she's only taking into account still what she wants.
Mm-hmm.
Because she didn't take the time to be like, you know what, he has never left his daughter. This is his first outing.
Right.
What might he want out of it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they do come to a realization together, which I'm glad that they didn't keep them fighting for too long, because I think that would have been too much.
Yeah. I also think it's strange. I know that, like, I've learned over the years which friends I can travel with and which friends I can't, because we travel differently. I think it's really amusing that their issues of, like, being alone together was they were in the car for a few hours, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's...
That's not that long.
Yeah, that's not good if you can't be in the car with your friend for that long.
Well, and he brings that up. He's like, I've always viewed you as my friend, and I've always taken the bad parts that you have because I knew that there were good parts that I liked. But I don't know that you like me at all.
Yeah.
Which was, I think, fair for him to say.
Absolutely.
And, like, Daryl's my favorite character, and he always gets kind of crapped on.
Yeah. I totally agree. And he's right. Like, yes, she gave you an egg, but that's because she's crazy.
Yeah. Not because she actually did it because she loved you.
Right.
She's just like, all right, this is something for me to do to keep me distracted at the time. Like, why not?
yeah, it's interesting. And I like their realizations at the end that, you know, they are friends and she's realizing that she needs to pay attention to other people.
And I think that Daryl has kind of come to this moment with multiple characters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had it with Paula with the, you're my best friend and I know I'm not yours and that's okay.
Yeah.
So sad. Poor Daryl.
Yeah.
And they also are very messy eaters. Like, how did they get barbecue sauce all over the place? I get getting it here, but, like, they had it here.
I agree. I also wonder, they wore a bib and
they took it off and then they ordered more food. I guess they just didn't put it back on.
You get a new bib.
Maybe he only brought two?
You're at a barbecue place. They have a bib.
That's true.
Or napkins. Make a bib.
But they have to stop at the road truck stop to wash off and get new clothes.
Sure.
And he has so much molasses in his mustache that he must shave it off.
I disagree that that's reason, but fine.
Yeah, it was weird. Just because we haven't seen him before. You know, when my dad had a mustache and shaved it off, I was like, oh, your lip is naked.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how I feel about Daryl right now. Maybe it'll grow on me, but right now I'm like, no, where's the mustache? Bring it back.
It reminds me of Alex Trebek. That was like a real hard thing to get used to.
Because it's a signature.
Yeah.
You know, even when they did the Beyonce's Lemonade music video one and they replaced him with a broom on a stick, the broom had a mustache.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's his signature.
Yep.
And, you know, they pay very much owed to that. But then this is the weirdest one to me, and I was not on board with this. I don't know how you felt. But when they did the almost kiss, and theirs actually was an almost kiss.
Yeah.
And then they both stopped themselves, which I was like, thank God for that. But what?
It would have felt more normal. That's a weird way to say it. I would have accepted it more had it been her leaning in and him not.
And him kind of like.
Like, what are you doing? Because it feels. It feels in line with her personality and her disorder.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, her leaning in, absolutely, being like, this person is nice to me and is treating me with respect, and all of a sudden I think that it should take it to another level, that feels very correct.
Yeah.
Not that it should happen, but in character. Him leaning in felt very out of character.
Yeah, if they maybe if they had had him say something along the lines of, you were the mother, technically, of my child,
right.
So
I sure.
Like, maybe if they threw something like that in, but still, I don't know.
I would have also accepted if they were drunk.
Yeah.
That would have just solved that problem.
But not the road trip problem.
Well, she can't drink probably because of her meds. So that, like, I would
have... And he can't get an Uber because he has also a low score for being too talkative.
Right. But I think it would have been fine if that kiss happened after, like, they drank while they ate their ribs. So, or he drank.
That would have made more sense.
It would have made more sense.
But regardless, it gets her to the conclusion that, because in the beginning of the episode, she was like, I can't date because I always fall for people that are detrimental to me.
Mm.
And she realizes, you know what, I can fall for nice guys. I was attracted to this person that was a nice guy. It's a stretch for me.
Thank you. It feels like you weren't, no, that's not what happened. You fall for what's available. Nice or bad, that's not healthy.
Yeah.
And so the fact that because you fell for a nice guy who just happened to be there, now it's like, oh, I can fall for nice guys. I can date again.
I feel like they were just like rushing to be like, we need to get her dating.
Sure.
And they're like, what's the fastest, easiest way we can do it?
I would have just accepted her being like, I think I'm ready to date. Okay, good. Let's do that.
Yeah. Maybe have him still break down the emotional barrier walls after in the road trip back.
Right.
And her come to the conclusion of he convinces her that she's ready to date. But yeah, that was a weird way to do it.
It was, yeah. And maybe it was just to make us uncomfortable as viewers.
Maybe. And maybe it was just so they could have the three almost kisses.
Yeah, I think it's a fun trope to do. I did not like them.
No.
Didn't like it.
Didn't like any of them.
No.
They were all uncomfortable.
And I think they did that just to mess with us.
And then the nanny's like, you're going to pay me, because we also find out that Daryl apparently has a very large penis.
Yeah.
Another throw-in.
Yeah, let's not waste that. That seems like something that should have come up long time ago.
Yeah, like White Josh should have been like, by the way.
Right. I would have appreciated more time devoted to
that.
I kind of feel like
I feel like now someone has, like, Rebecca has to go talk to him about it or something in a future episode, because why throw that in for nothing?
I feel like it was the actor being like, you know, it'd be really funny. Let's throw this in sometime.
He's like, you know how you always are just putting me down the entire time and making fun of me? Can you give me something?
They were like, yeah, that's sure. Let's do that.
All right. But yeah, so the nanny says, like your penis, my check will also be large. Because I don't know if that's because they were gone for so long. Or because they made her uncomfortable. They didn't really explain why.
Yeah.
But her check is going to be large.
Sure. I appreciated it.
All right. That kind of sums up the episode. Is there anything else you wanted to add in?
No.
Well, let's move on to our segment where we discuss the songs of the episode.
Yay!
We had three.
Mm-hmm.
This episode, the first one being the Beach Boys, Trapped in a Car with Someone You Don't Want to Be With, is what they titled it.
Yes.
Even though that I wanted to call it Trapped in a Car with Someone You Don't Want to Be Trapped in a Car With, because that's what they said.
Right.
But the title is that.
Yeah.
You had a take on this song, how you really appreciated the general.
Yeah, I really enjoyed this, like, this generational musical adventure. I really like that we got to see the very clear time periods.
I really appreciated it being someone that grew up with the Beach Boys because my dad was a fan,
mm-hmm.
and I've listened to so much Beach Boys. I was like, yep, I know exactly which songs they're modeling these after.
Yeah, it was really fun. And like the first one, which is real like teen beach movie.
Very 60s.
Yeah.
And then we get into the 70s, like, oh, we're going to go through our little drug phase era.
Yeah, it's the first one was, like, very innocent, and the second one was, like, we're experimenting.
And the third one was, like, we're just doing commercialism now.
Yeah, we sold out.
And that was Kokomo.
It was great. It was really great. Yeah. I loved it. Because, you know, growing up in the area of where the Beach Boys...
Yep.
So, like, it's, you know, it's my childhood.
No, Beach I think Boys. The way they did the video was very smart.
Yeah.
And... I did want to bring up, though, because I told you I was going to bring this up.
Yeah.
Because Paula's hairdo in the first one was pigtails. Paula's been wearing a lot of pigtails lately.
Yeah.
And I have nothing to comment on about it. I just want to bring it up.
It should be noted. I agree. I think it's interesting that they're doing it. And I wonder if there's a reason.
Yeah. Or if it's just like, just put her in pigtails again.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, she looks good with them.
Yeah. No, nothing like bad about it. I've just noticed that they've been doing it a lot.
I hope someone, or maybe she's only in pigtails, or she's usually in pigtails when she's, like, at home.
Mm-hmm.
Not, she doesn't, like, wear them to work.
No.
So it might be, like, this is my casual, I haven't washed my hair look.
Maybe.
That might be what they're trying to get at. Like, I'm at home, it's chill.
Maybe. I just wanted to note it, because I was like, huh, this is,
yes.
This has been a lot.
Yeah.
And then our second song is Farewell, Fair Mustache, where, I mean, it's very obvious that that's what was going to be happening as soon as you see.
Oh, yeah.
But he's singing a lullaby basically to his mustache.
Yeah, it felt unnecessary. I mean, I'm excited to see everyone react to him not having a mustache.
Again, I feel like they just didn't have enough with this episode to fill up the time. And they were like, yeah, let's throw in a song about his mustache.
Mm.
Maybe.
Maybe.
And his beard oil and little comb.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it kind of makes it seem like he cares more about the mustache than Hebby.
No.
Just a little, like, at the time, at the moment. Like, he's like, I can't take care of my child right now. Nanny, go get her because I'm with my mustache.
It might, you know, the idea might be that it's supposed to be some sort of, I'm letting my baby grow up and I'm going to go to work. And
it could just be like, we're making changes.
Yeah. I can get rid of my security blanket.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's a good one.
Great, let's do that.
And the last one isn't like a full song. I just wanted to throw in that they brought back the loop-de-loop.
Yeah, loop-de-loop.
The song goes in a loop-de-loop. It starts up. Yeah.
Yeah. That one.
Yeah.
I like when they bring stuff back.
I do too. It always, when they bring it back just in the background, they've brought songs back. Like last episode, they just in the background played the instrumental part of the Mother Nature one.
Mm. I would like to hear more period sex. That's all.
They might bring it back before the end of the season.
I know that there are fans out there who want a full version of it on the show.
Oh, on the show. They have a full feature.
I know.
She made a whole music video.
Yeah, but full one on the show by the end. They're done. They're canceled. Why not?
Why not? So let's get into our second special segment, the Rebecca Bunch Crazy Meter.
Yeah.
go crazy?
Don't mind if I do.
So, this is the segment on the show where we kind of rate her on a scale of 1 to 10, just how crazy she was. Do you want to start us off, Yael?
Yeah, I think this episode she was a zero. She was very normal.
Yeah, I agree. I give her maybe a 0.2 for eating so much ribs, but
seems,
and then also eating
a
honey
reasonable.
Bun at the thing, because I just feel like you would explode after that. But yeah, she was pretty close to this episode.
She like said her needs. Yes, she got into a fight with her friend, and yes, in the end, she like fell for him. Those seem pretty.
So maybe a 0.4.
Those seem pretty normal compared to
previous things.
Yeah, like, you know.
Like Swim Chan.
Sure.
I feel like we're maybe, and I'll get a little bit more into the predictions, but I feel like we're maybe not just going to get too much crazy from her until she starts dating again.
Yeah, because she's trying to do better.
Yeah.
I think that's nice.
I think the whole first part of the season has been about her focusing on herself, and I think through that, we weren't going to get a lot of crazy.
Yeah.
But I think they're still going to bring back episodes where she, you know, last one she got a little bit with the freaking out.
Right.
But I don't think we'll get the too much until maybe other variables come into life.
Sure.
So with that, let's get into news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right. So not too much news and gossip this week, but we are off next week for the Thanksgiving holiday, and then we'll be back the following week, which I believe is the 30th. And the week after that, the 7th, is when Skylar Astin will be joining the West Covina team as Greg.
Oh, finally. We've been waiting for this all season since they announced it.
Yes.
So I appreciate this.
So it says that he... And for anyone that doesn't want any kind of spoilers and what's going to happen in future episodes, now is the time to tune out.
Spoiler alert! Yes. Spoiler alert!
How accurate.
Spoiler alert!
But it says he will return to West Covina, which is going to force Rebecca to question things she thought she knew about people she has loved in her life. I don't know what that exactly means, but that's what they are saying.
Crazy meter's going up that day.
Yep. And meanwhile, Valencia and Josh are going to make some shocking discoveries while they are at their high school reunion.
Hmm.
So that is what we can expect from two episodes from now.
Yeah, very exciting.
But, you know, before we get into the two episodes from now, I guess not before, but now that we've discussed the two episodes from now, let's talk about what we think is going to happen in 2 weeks on the next episode in our predictions segment.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Predictions.
Right. Yes. Go ahead, start us off. Guest of honor gets to go first on everything.
Oh, thank you. Prediction-wise, I think she's going to... I'd like her to deal with her career things, right? Like, she owns the pretzel shop and isn't going to work and isn't doing anything. Like, I would like her to realize that, yes, she can own a pretzel shop and then go to work somewhere. So I'd like her to, like, get her career in order. And I would like her therapist to point out that she could get her career in order before getting her love life in order. Those are some thoughts. Just my therapeutic thoughts.
Especially because we've seen her before try to have everything at once and it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's good to know. Like, who knows? Maybe that might be the end of the season. It's like, you know what? Love will come when the rest of this falls in place. I don't know. But with the teasers for next week, we definitely know she's going to New York.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that we are going to be bringing up some, you know, her mom will come back and maybe there'll be some closure there. They've set up kind of when she was like, yeah, my half brother is the only person left to make amends with in my life. And her and Paula kind of was like, what about your dad and your mom and Greg?
Right.
And I'm like, so I feel like we're going to see all those people. So I think this could be a good episode to see her mom and for maybe her to. We haven't really seen her since the suicide.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this might be a good rekindling for them to get some closure.
I hope so. I love when her mom is around.
I do too. I mean,
I hate her mom, but I love when she's around.
But it makes great episodes.
Yeah.
Also for you and for because you are Jewish, I kind of hope with this being the last season that they give us a Hanukkah episode. We've had like a slight little tiny one.
Yeah, I don't trust that they will.
I don't know if they will or not, but I just hope that they will. Because the last one we got was kind of split with Christmas. And mm-hmm. so maybe with her going to New York and seeing her mom, maybe her mom's house is fully decked out and it's Hanukkah as well.
That'd be really cool. I would appreciate
it
that.
Two days before Hanukkah starts. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe. I just, it felt like they, for one time ever, they did a Halloween episode and it was not great. So I don't really think they should bother. As much as I would appreciate a Hanukkah episode, and I think that they would do a really good one, but I don't know that
or
they
maybe
will.
Just a Hanukkah song.
Sure.
Yeah, maybe not a full episode, but because they did a Christmas song, maybe a Hanukkah song.
Sure.
Because I'm not going to take Remember That We Suffered as a Hanukkah song.
It's fair. It's a fair Hanukkah song.
But that's kind of my short-term predictions for right now. Yeah. And yeah, we won't be here next week because of the holiday, but we will be back in 2 weeks on December 2nd, first day of Hanukkah.
Yep.
To talk the next episode with you guys. Until then, where can they find you, Yael?
I'm everywhere at Yael Teagle. That's YaelTyGiel. And right after this, I'm talking about Midnight Texas.
And you guys can find me at Bri_Phipps. That's BRIPHIPPS on Twitter and Instagram. And until 2 weeks from now, have a good Thanksgiving.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.